Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Ag futures in general were lower across the board today. We are down roughly 3 cents in the corn across the board. March closed on its low at 365.5, down 3. Beans were down 5 to 5.5 cents. March's in the beans down 5 3/4, 868 3/4. And then wheat futures disappointed today, down 6 to 6.5 cents. July Kansas City was 472 3/4, down 7. And then on the cattle futures, extremely weak, kind of the weakest one here, down 3 plus cents on the feeder cattle. March finished the day down 3.32 at 153.20. Live cattle down $1.20 in February at 135.87. Early, the talk was in the cattle that they were going to fill the gap in the March feeders at 154.25. The market did that and then bounced for a short time, but then continued the downside and went on through that low. And that long term puts us back to support levels that at the January low around 148, and then further than that, the December low around 142. So there's still some more downside. Not any cash trade up to this point. It was 138 bid, 142-esque on the live cattle. Box beef at midday was about 53 cents on lower on choice. Select down 3 cents, 218.45. Feeder cattle index is 159.68.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
This morning, the government released their unemployment numbers. Non-farm payroll was 151,000. That put unemployment at an 8-year low, just below 5%. There's also talk of what's going on in South America. The crop weather there looks favorable, and the possibility of bigger crops in corn and beans out of South America could likely happen. Also talk about world food prices. In the month of January, they're 1.9% lower than December. Then if you go back to last year at this time, we're down 19% from those levels, and that was out of the United Nations. So that's following the futures market and other commodity markets lower. Egypt also canceled a wheat tender. That was the main reason why the wheat went lower. And then, of course, trades watching the Tuesday USDA monthly report, which will give us the U.S. and world supply and demand numbers. Estimates at this time on the U.S. ending stocks are a little bit bigger for corn, wheat, and beans, so bigger across the board here in the U.S., but in the 15-16 world ending stocks, they've tightened them everywhere to be just a little bit lower. South American production, the average guess is for corn, a little bit tighter out of Argentina, a little bit tighter out of soybeans for Argentina, and then Brazil corn and soybeans are about the same.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, February live cattle down 102 at 136.05. April down 125 at 134.40. March feeder cattle down 270 at 153.82. April down 255 at 153.47. February lean hogs down 32 at 64.80. April up 5 at 70.30. March Kansas City wheat down 5 3/4 at 454. May down 6 1/4 at 463.5. March Chicago wheat down 6 at 466 3/4. March corn down 2 3/4 at 365 3/4. May down 2 3/4 at 370 3/4. March soybeans down 7 at 867.5, with May down 6 1/4 at 871 1/4. March cotton down 26 at 59.97, and May down 10 at 60.60. That's your market wrap-up. I'm Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.